Today's Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Samach, and we begin on Nun Tes Omid Beis at the two dots about 15-20 lines up from the bottom. And we re-quote the Braisa. The Braisa says, Haisa Sharabim Vahari Vichule. We said if a city was a public city, and it still is a public city, or it is a public city that now is a private city, it still has the halachos of a public city, as an aside. But we said, if it only has one opening, it doesn't have a highway running through and through, so then you are allowed to enclose the entire town. It doesn't have the normal rules of a public city that you can't enclose the entire town. You have to be Mishai or something. That's just a quick reminder of the Braisa from yesterday. So now the Gemara says, Reb Zeira, Arva Lamasa Deve Reb Chia, Velo Shavak Lo Shir. Rav Zeira made an Erev for the entire town that was the town that Rav Chia originally lived in, and he did not leave any leftover part of the city like we're supposed to do if it's a public city. You can't be ma'ariv of the whole city, as we discussed in yesterday's shiur, because people will lead to a takola, and they won't realize that you're not allowed to carry Rosh Hashanah. So he made in this town an entire Erev, one Erev for the entire town. How is he allowed to do that? So Abai is Talmud, yes, the my time a Rebbe, Ovid Mar, Hochi, why did the Rebbe do this? How are you allowed to do this? So Zeir explained to him, and he said, Amalei, Sabei Dide, the town elders, the people who lived in this town for a long time, they told me, Amri Li, they told me that Rav Chia Bar Asi, now I assume this is a different Rav Chia than the Dvei Rav Chia that we talked about, but I'm not sure about that. In any event, they said that Rav Chia Bar Asi Ma'ariv Kula, that he had made an Erev for the entire city beforehand. So, Vamina, and therefore I said, Shmamina, Ir Shul Yochid, that this isn't a public city originally, but originally it was a private city. The Nasis Sharabim, and only subsequently did it become Ir Shel Rabim, he, and therefore the rule is that if a city was originally Ir Shel Yochid and then it became an Ir Shel Rabim, so it will still have the name of the Yochid attached to it, as we said yesterday, and therefore you're allowed to be Ma'ar of the entire city without being Mishayir anything. So that's why Rav Zeira said, I was just following what it seemed to be that Rav Chia Bar Asi had done because it really was an Ir Shel Yochid. But Abaye tells Rav Zeira, no, that's not the case. Amar Leh, so Abaye tells Rav Zeira, in fact, I also queried from these elders, but I got a little bit more details. They told me that originally it was a public city. However, this city, like the Braisa that we quoted, had an enclosure at the other end. It wasn't a through and through. It originally was through and through, but then they put an ashpa, they put a garbage dump over there, which blocked off the exit from the town on that side. And therefore, it is now considered like a city that only has one opening, and a city that has only one opening, so you're allowed to go and enclose the entire city with a Erev. So when it had the Ashba, they were allowed to do that. Bahashta, the Fanya lo Ashba, but now that they removed the Ashba, it now has openings on both sides, and this through and through thoroughfare going through the city on one side and going out the other side makes it that you're not to be ma'ariv of the whole city if it's an Ir Shel Rabim and va'asir, and that's why you can't do this. So Abaye questioned Rav Zeira, why did you make this entire city into one Erev? So Amalei, Rav Zeira responds back and says, Lava the type, I'm sorry, I didn't know that. Thank you for clarifying it, and I no longer will do it. Rav Ami Bar Ado, who came from the city Harpinoa, said, asked Rabba, Sulam mikan upesach mikan mahu. What happens if you have the city and it has a through and through thoroughfare, which normally would mean that you can't be ma'ariv of the whole city unless you're mishayi something? And he said, what happens if one side had a wall with a sulam and the other side was open? So the wall would normally enclose it, but now you have a sulam there, which basically means that it's a pesach. You can get through that wall. So do we say that that wall is no longer considered a wall, and the city is now open on two sides, and you can't be ma'ariv of the whole city without leaving a shira behind? Or do we say no, that the wall, even though there's a ladder there, still functions as a wall? Mahu. That's what he asked him. Amalei. So Rabba responded back to Rav Ami Bar Ada, and he said, Hochi Omer Rav, this is what Rav said, Sulam Toras Pesach Olav, the Sulam makes it into an opening, and therefore you can't be Ma'ari of this entire city, you have to leave a shear. Rav Nachman didn't like this. Amalu Rav Nachman, Lo Tatzitzule. No, that's wrong, don't listen to him. Hochi Omer, in fact, so said, and the Bach just adds the words, Rav Ada Bar Ava, Omar Rav, so it's again in the name of Rav, just whether it was Rav Ada or Rav Ada Bar Ava who said it, said in the name of Rav, that Sulam can work both ways. Sulam Torah's Pesach Halav, the Torah's Mechitzah Halav. Sulam can work both ways. It can allow something to be considered a Pesach now, as we'll see, or it can be considered as if it's still a wall there. Torah's Mechitzah Halav Kidamar. As I just said, you're allowed to go and make this entire city into one area. You don't have to be shy or anything because it has a wall at the other end. The Sulam doesn't delete the fact that it's a Mechitzah. It doesn't change that fact. And it nevertheless can also, in other situations, be called a Pesach, having the Sulam there, Torah's Pesach Halav. And that would be, for example, Besulam Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. So normally the rule is, we haven't learned this yet now, but it will come up on it soon in the Masechta, that if you have two Chatzeros, so they're allowed to be Ma'arav together, if they wish to, as long as there's a connection between them. But if there's a desire for them to be separate, they can, as long as there's a separation between them. So if you have a wall with a sulam, so that wall can function as a separation between them and allow each of them to be their own Erev and not have to mix together and not have one ruin for the other if they don't mix together. But if they wish to, the sulam can also allow them to mix together as a Pesach. And that's what it says. Ratzu echod ma'ariv. They have a choice. If they wish, they can make one Erev altogether because the Sulam connects them. Or if they wish, we can say that no, they have a wall between them. The Sulam doesn't ruin that wall. And if they wish, they can each make a separate Erev. Now the Gemara is going to question, did Rav Nachman really say this? So, did Rav Nachman really hold like this? So Gemara says, Rav Nachman and Shmuel, we see elsewhere that Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel that Anshi Chotzer, if you have people in a Chotzer. Now, here we're going to be talking about where the two levels of the Chotzer. You're going to have the ground level, and you're going to have a second story level, which is known as the Marpeses. So the Anshi Marpeses, you have the people living on the ground floor, and, and the people living on the second floor. You can see this in the diagram of the art scroll at footnote number 23. In the Pirush Chai on page 128, diagram number 113, and in the Illustrated Gemara on page 74, diagram number 222. Now, in the Pirush Chai and in the Illustrated Gemara, they have a little bit additional information there that we're going to be needing in the next cases. And by the way, you can see in the previous diagrams, if it wasn't clear what I was talking about before with the ladder and the wall at the end of the alleyway, you can see these in those diagrams as well, both in the Pirush Chai and the Illustrated Gemara in the immediately preceding diagrams. In any event, so now Rav Nachman, we're going to question his previous statement that the ladder can serve both as a mechitza or a pesach, by having the ladder there with the wall as you want. So did Rav Nachman really say this? So Rav Nachman and Mishul says, in this situation we have the Anshei Chotzer and the Anshei Merpeses. Now, they did not make an Erev together. They forgot to do so. Sheshachu, and in fact, they didn't make an Erev together. We turn to the Amud Aleph. No, velo irvu. So the Gemara tells us, im yesh lefneim daka arba, if they have this daka. Again, we had yesterday a lot of discussion about what this daka is. It can either be some sort of a small passageway, or we said like a raised floor for tefachim. Whatever this daka is, let's go simple, a passageway, that's the simplest way to understand it. So if you have this daka, so then, im yesh lefneim daka arba, you have this daka that's at least four tefachim high. In other words, it's a small passageway. So then, in this situation, Eino Aseris, the people in the top floor, therefore, have an alternate way out of the Marpeses to go straight into the Shasarabim. They don't have to go through the yard. And you can see this very, very clearly in the Pirush Chai on page 128, diagram number 113. And they have the two different types of dakas there. You can see Aleph and Beis in the diagram. And you basically can leave the Marpeses and go straight out into the Rishus HaRabim without, through this small daka, without having to go into the Chotzer. And by creating this daka, essentially the people in the top Marpeses are excluding themselves from the Chotzer. They've demonstrated they don't want to be part of the Chotzer, and as a result, they now are capable of being a separate entity, and they don't automatically merge with the Chotzer, and therefore if somebody in the Marpeses forgot, since they have their separate exit way, they don't ruin it for the Chotzer. Now, if they don't have this, if they have this, in Oseris, v'im lav, but if they don't have a daka, then they are Oser. Now, how come you have a ladder there, and the ladder can be taken away in Halacha, Rav Nachman had told us previously, as if it's not there, so then the top doesn't really have access to the Chotzer. Why do they ruin it for the Chotzer? Oh, it must be that you can't just presume that the ladder can be taken away. Akasha on what Rav Nachman said before. So that's what we said. Umi Amar Rav Nachman Hochi. Did Rav Nachman really say this? Shmuel says, no. Hochi Mayaskin, you know what we're talking about? The Lo Govoa Marpeses Asorah. We're talking about where they're not really so elevated. The Marpeses is a much lower elevation. It's a very, very slight elevation, less than 10 tefachim above the ground. And therefore, the Marpeses and the Chotzer are considered on one level. And the latter is irrelevant. So Gemara says, if the ladder is irrelevant, so then what are we talking about? The lo gavo, my passes are sorry. The ladder is not going to be needed because the marpesis is less than 10 tefachim above the ground. Kikar v'daka, so the making of a daka, my havi, how does that help? They're basically the same unit. The marpesis, which is low, is within 10 tefachim of the ground, and the chotzer are one unit. A daka shouldn't help in that situation. So Gemara says, yes, it was. Why? Because you know what we're talking about? The megufethes ad eser amos. We're enclosing the marpesis, so it's not fully open into the chotzer. And you can see this beautifully in the Pirush Chai on page 129, diagram number 114, or you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara on page 75, diagram number 223, and you can see this somewhat, it's not as clear, in the diagram in the Art Scroll in footnote number 7. What you basically have done is made it by having it less than 10 amos, so it's not considered a breach anymore. It's not considered one entity. It's considered that it's just a doorway between the marpeses and the chotzer, and therefore, the kivin d'ovid daka, by them making a daka, what they have essentially said is we are excluding ourselves from the chotzer. Since we only have a passageway, it's less than 10 amos, so it's not full open to it, so then, istaluke istaluk le mihocha. By the daka's existence, they're making themselves a separate exit, they're making themselves a separate entity, and therefore the two don't merge together. And therefore, there's no stira in Rav Nachman. I'm reviewed on Shmuel. Reviewed on Shmuel is the name of the Shmuel. Kosel Shiritzofa B'sulamos. If you have an entire wall that is totally lined with ladders on both sides, again, you can see a beautiful diagram of this in the Illustrated Gemara on page 75, diagram number 224. But again, if you don't have that, so then just imagine a wall and you have ladders on both sides. So the wall here in this situation is a wall, but it's easily passable. So this is exactly the case that we had before with Rav Nachman. So kosel shiritzofa b'sulamos, even if it's the entire kosel, in this situation, afilu b'yose m'yese, even if there's more than 10 amos here of the ladders, so one might have thought that this then is an open breach, so to say, from one courtyard into the other courtyard, and one side of the wall to the other side of the wall, nevertheless, Torah's mechitza lav. It still retains its status of the mechitza if you want, but they would be allowed to be viewed as one entity if they wish to make an eruv together, but they still can be viewed as two separate entities if they don't wish to make an eruv together. Now, this is what Rav Yehuda said in Shmuel. Ramile Rav Bruna Rav Yehuda. Rav Bruna questioned Rav Yehuda about Shmuel's statement, and he said, the same exact discussion that we just had a minute ago, we're going to repeat right now. He didn't hear the previous discussion. So Rav Bruna asked Rav Yehuda this while they're in the Matzarta Devei Rav Chanina, while they're in the wine press of Rav Chanina. The Gemara always likes, I think, to throw these types of things in. I saw this in some of the Mefarshim to teach us that even when they're working, they're in the wine press or whatever they're doing at the wine press, they're getting wine from there, they're still talking Torah. There's no time that's free and exempt from learning Torah, if you're able to, even though you're working. Whatever they were doing there, nevertheless, they could still talk Torah. So Rav Bruna asked Rav Yehuda, did really Shmuel say what you're saying? Miyama Shmuel Torah Smechitzalav, in this case with the ladders on both sides of the wall, being more than 10 amma in their length. So is this really considered a wall? We had before that the Anshi of Marpesis, again, we're going to repeat the entire discussion we just had, that we brought down as really as a stira originally to Rav Nachman, and here we're bringing it as a stira to Shmuel. So Anshi Marpesis, the Anshi Chotzer, Shishachu Lowirvu, if you have the upper second story and the lower ground floor, and they didn't make an Erev together, so in Yeshla Fanel Daka Arba, Eino Oseris, it's only if they have this Daka that it doesn't ruin it, because they have shown and demonstrated that they don't wish to participate with the ground floor people in an Eruv. But in Lav, if they don't have a Daka, then the fact that the ladder's there, we don't just say remove the ladder and then they're not connected. No, we say the ladder's still there. And Oseris. So Kasha, how can you tell me that we don't view the ladder as if it's there? So what it says, again, we answered this before. Say it again. The low gavoa marpesis. That's what we're talking about. The marpesis wasn't high, and therefore it really was one entity. And that's why we don't need the ladder. So it says, if you don't need the ladder, the logo of all my passes are sorry. If you don't have the my passes being a sorry, so then what difference does the whole thing make? He offered daka mayavi. How does the daka change anything? So we have the same terrace we had before. We're talking about whether my passes wasn't openly fully into the ground floor. Ella bimugufefes adesaramos. So you had less than a 10 amma space. In other words, you had a pesach now between the my passes and the ground floor because it was closed off. So if you don't have the ladder, so you're still able to get to the bottom, but the Kivan to Ovid Daka, since they made a Daka, they're demonstrating they don't want to be with the bottom people. And the Marpas is therefore a separate entity, and it doesn't ruin it for the ground floor because of the Daka. And the Daka demonstrates Istaluke, Istalik Mehocha. They do not wish to participate together, and therefore this has nothing to do with the ladder, and it's no stira in Shmuel, like it was no stira in Reb Nachman, and everything is good. Now the Gemara tells us a very interesting story. Hanhu b'nei Kokunoi, the people that lived in a place called Kokunoi, they came to Rav Yosef, the Osel Kami Rav Yosef, and they said to him, Armulei, Havlon Gabra, give us a Rav, the Arivlon Mosin, that can go and be the person who will make an Erev for our town. So this was a town, Rashi says, that was originally a public town. It was an Ir Shel Rabim, Rashi says, V'nasis Shel Yochid, and now it became a private town. Therefore, it still has the same halachas of a public town, Ubo Yishir, it needs to have left over. Tosus points out that Rashi is not telling us it couldn't be a public town still, and there's no chiddush in the fact that it's now a private town. What he was saying is, it's opposed to a private town that became a public town. But there's no difference in this din over here, if it's a public town and still is a public town, or it's a public town and became a private town. In both of those situations, you Ubo Yishir, you need to leave something over. In any event, so they went to Rabbi Yosef and said, give us a rab to go and make an Erev for us. So he tells him, he tells Abaye, Omele Abaye, he tells his Talmud Abaye, Zil Orvlu, you go be the Rav HaMachshir for their Erev, go make an Erev for them. However, he told him, the Chazi, be very, very careful. Look carefully, the Lo Mitzvachas Alo Bevei Midrasha. Don't cause trouble. Make sure you get it right. Don't let them come back to the base of Medrash and say that you didn't know what you were doing. Now, we'll see at the end of the story why there was this concern. Tosus points it out in the third Tosus. At the end, Abai says, now I understand why my Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, told me to be very careful that they shouldn't yell at me, because as we'll see, if he hadn't done this correctly, if he had to go and make windows and change their construction, Al-Chinam, for no reason whatsoever, and they would have been very upset because they would have had to destroy their houses or change their houses in a way that they didn't like. So therefore, he now is being told by Rabbi Yossi, be very careful that they shouldn't come and yell at you in the base medrash. Now, what happened? Ozel, Abaye goes there and tries to figure out what the story is. Again, it's a public town, so there has to be a shiur. Now, what was he going to leave out? So Chazo, he sees Lahanu Bote, he sees some of the houses in this town, the Psichil and Nara, they're open up to the river, but they don't open up into the town. And you can see a very easy, nice diagram of this in the Pirush Chai on page 129, in diagram number 115. And you see that we're talking here that they only opened up onto the river. The other side of the house, which we call the back of the house, had no opening into the rest of the town. So Abai said, I got a great idea. These people aren't really going to be using the Erev of the town because they're not really connected to the town, but they're considered part of the town. So he saw that these houses were here opening up to the river. He said, all right, Hani Levi Shir Lamasa. Everybody's going to be very happy. These people really aren't going to be able to use the Erev because they're not really connected to the town, but they're part of the town. So this is a perfect idea to exclude them from the Erev. But he changed his mind. We'll see, he changed his mind back and forth. And basically, we're going through his thought process. So Hadaram, he then changed his mind and he said, no, Eim Arvinus Kulon Tanan. When the Mishnah tells us that in a public city, Ir Shel Rabim, you're not allowed to go and make the entire city into one area. If you have to be Mishai or something, it must be Miklal, the Boyle Ruve Motzim Arve. It must be that there was at least a possibility that if you wanted to go and make the Erev for them, you could, and you'd exclude a different area. So it must be that the people that you're excluding must be at least eligible to join in with the Erev of the town. And therefore, these people have no access to the rest of the town, even though the house is adjacent or part of the town, but they can't access the town. They're only facing the river. So it must be that these people couldn't be considered a shear. And therefore, if I want to make them into a shear, Elo i'avidlhu kave, I would have to go and do some major construction on their houses and create for them windows. You can see this in the Pirush Chai in diagram number one, on page 129, diagram number 116. So he'd have to do major construction and make windows where they previously just had walls. And then, di boile ruve derech halonos, and if I make these windows, they're at least 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim wide, so it's considered an opening now into the town, so they at least theoretically could be ma'ariv with the town, matzi ma'ariv, they would be able to, and therefore now I can exclude them. But the only way that we can use them is the shior would be if we did major construction. We have to make windows.
But then Abaye changes his mind again. Hadar Amar, he said, no, actually that's wrong. Lo boy, I don't have to go make the windows in the backs of their houses. Why? Because the whole Rabba Baravua, because of the following Maisa, where Rabba Baravua in the city of Mechuza was Ma'ariv Lo Lekula Mechuza Arsiosa Arsiosa. Rabba Baravua made an Erev for the city of Mechuza. He didn't make one big Erev for the whole city, but he was Ma'ariv each neighborhood, each Arsiosa, each Shchuna by itself. Rashi says, Shchunos, Shchunos. He made multiple separate Erevs. Ultimately, the whole city had an Erev around its own small part. But he didn't make the whole city, Rashi says, into one Erev. But he was able to go make each section of the city, each Arsiosa, into its own Erev. Why? Mishum Pira de Beiture. Now, why was he allowed to do this? Because there were these ditches there, these storage areas that they used to store the food for the animals. Rashi says this is Gumar Gidola, a big pit. You can see this in the diagrams that we have actually in Rashi. You can see this in the art school diagrams as well. It's just as clear from Rashi that they had these pits in between the different neighborhoods. And with these pits, they used to store fruit for the animals. Shematzdim shom garine tamarim l'maychol behema. They would put the seeds or the pits of the dates for their animals to eat. For osin gumos mavdilos bein hashchunos. And these were essentially like walls. If you have a pit going down 10 tefachim, it's no different than a wall going up 10 tefachim. And they therefore were a mechitza between the different shchunos. Mitachas on the bottom. And each shchun, as you can see, all the indentations had multiple different neighborhoods within it, and they were all able to be mishtatit together. All the different neighborhoods within each row were able to go and be ma'arv together. And each neighborhood was a shear for the other neighborhood. So that's how it's not one area for the entire city, but you're excluding an entire shchuna when you're making this shchuna have an Erev, so the other shchuna is going to be their exclusion, their shear. Because the lo havi shear, if you didn't leave something, hechem matzu l'arvi mavos harbe, how would you be able to do it? You have to have a shear. So each shchuna could be the shear for the other shchuna. That's what Rabba Baravua did. So therefore, Abaye says, since the kol chad v'chad have ishur l'chabre, v'afo gav di bol aruvi b'hadi adode lo matzu marve, but if they wish to, they wouldn't be able to be ma'arv altogether because of the pits in between them. So therefore, even though they can't be ma'arv altogether because the pits are preventing them from doing so, nevertheless, it counts as a shear. So therefore, these houses that are facing the river, even if they don't have kavi, even if they don't have any access to the town, even though they couldn't be ma'arv together, they still are able to function as the shear, just like Rabba Baravua did for the different shechunos in Mechuza. So Abaye said, oh, I don't have to make the kaveh. He retracted one more time. Hadar Amar, he thought to himself and he said, no, lo dami. The case of the people from Kokunoi with the houses and the case of Mechuza over here with the pits of fruits, seeds in between them are different. Why? He says, because the case from Rabba Baravua in Mechuza, Hosam Ibol Aruve Derech Gagos, there was a potential for them to make an Erev together because they had roofs. Now the roofs were not easily used and that's why they now automatically ruin it one for the other. But since they could have made it, it would be a little bit like having the kaveh. If you had kaveh, it's not a door, but it's technically, you could be ma'ariv through it. So through the roofs, you technically could be ma'ariv through it. And that's why Rabba Baravua was able to go and be ma'ariv one shchuna and use the other shchuna as the shear. But here, in the people of Kakunoi, the hani lo ma'arve, if they don't have any access, if they didn't have windows, so then they couldn't, under any circumstance, be ma'arv to the rest of the city. And therefore, hilkoch nadin kavi, I better go make the kavi, I better go make the major construction in order to be able to at least theoretically be ma'arv through the windows, and then I can use them as an exclusion, because the case from Mechuza is different. And then he does his final retraction. Hadar Amar, he says, no, kavi nami lo boy, in fact, I don't need to do any construction. I can actually exclude these houses even without making the windows. Why? Because of the following story. The Havu Beit Tivna, there once was a warehouse where they stored the grain, the wheat, the Havale Lamar Bar Pofidosa, that belonged to a person known as Mar Bar Pofidosa, and he lived Mipumpadisa, and he lived in Pumpadisa. And what did they do? Vishavya Shiur Lipumpadisa. Now, the city of Pumpadisa wanted to go make an area for the whole town, but this was a public town, and therefore they had to have a Shiur. And they used this Beitivna, this warehouse, this storehouse of wheat that was owned by Mar Bar Pofidosa, and they used that as the shiur for the rest of Pumpadisa. Rashi explains that we're going to pass like Rabbi Shimon, that you don't need a city the size of Chadasha with 50 people, you just need a small area, and this would have satisfied the requirement to having a small area. Now, Tosla says, Bishav Yishir Pumpadisa, he says the warehouse itself would not have been alone able to do that, but there were Gimel Chatzera Shoshnei Batim in this regard, along with the warehouse, and therefore, that's why it could serve as a shiur. And therefore, Abaye said, since you have this tivna, this bay tivna, that technically doesn't require an Erev to be part of the town, because a warehouse isn't something that has dwellers in it, and therefore, it doesn't technically require to be part of the Erev. And yet, it was able to be used as an exclusion, so you see from here that you don't need to be capable of being Ma'ariv in order to still to be used as a shiur for the city. And therefore, he concluded that the people in these houses that were facing the river could in fact be the shiur for the rest of the city, and the people of Kokonoi would not have to make an Erev for the rest of the city and not include these houses facing the river, and these houses do not have to undergo construction and make the windows. And that's why Amar Rabbi said, now I understand what Rav Yosef told me. Now I know what Rav Yosef told me, the Rebbe taught me. Chazi, go and make sure, don't have them come coming back and yelling to me. Mustama Rav Yosef knew what the situation was and how Abai would eventually conclude, and he didn't want him to conclude and say that you have to make windows, when in fact the halacha would be that you don't have to make the windows, and if he told them they have to make windows, they'd come and complain, hey, he's making us do all this major construction. So therefore, Abaye said, now I realize what my Rebbe, Rav Yosef, was trying to warn me about. Now the Gemara continues, and we quote the rest of the Mishnah, where it said, Elo imkein osa chutzula ki'ir chadasha. We said that the shir has to be like the city chadasha that was in Yehuda. What was this city? So Gemara says, Tanya, we have a braisa, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, the Tana Rav Yehuda says, Ir achas hoysob Yehuda, there was a city within the province of Yehuda, the chadasha shema, it was known as chadasha, new town, and v'hayuba Nun Diorim, and it had 50 people living in the city, and these 50 people weren't just men above the age of Bar Mitzvah, this was Anoshim, the Noshim, the top, men, women, and children. Ubayu Misharim Chachamim, the rabbis use this as the guide to what is considered a Shiur, Vihi Haisa Shiur. This is considered an amount that is appropriate, according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, for a city to be able to be Ma'ariv, and this is the acceptable exclusion. That's the opinion of Yehuda. We'll see, Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah said, no, you just need an area that is three courtyards with two houses in each courtyard. In any event, now the Gemara says, Yibaylu, Chadasha Mahu. What about the city Chadasha itself? Does it, on the surface, we're asking, does it, can it make an area around the entire city of Chadasha and use the rest of the town, the much larger rest of the town, as its shiur? Because does it also need a shiur? So the Gemara says, why would you think not? Chadasha? Why would Chadasha not be able to exclude and use as its shiur the rest of the town, just like the rest of the town can use Chadasha as the shiur for them? Why couldn't Chadasha use the rest of the town as the shiur for Chadasha? So the Gemara says, Chadasha? Ki echad ii havya shiur l'gdola, just like Chadasha can serve as the shiur for the Gdola, so Gdola nami have a shiur l'gtana. So why shouldn't the rest of the town be able to serve as the shiur for the smaller city of Chadasha? So that can't be the question. So the Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara is really asking, Elo ke'en chadasha ma'u. If you have a city that's the size of chadasha, a totally separate city, as Rashi says, you have a different place that has the same size, has 50 inhabitants, does it need a shiur or not? Is there a minimal amount for a city to be called an ir shel rabim that requires a shiur, or is there not? That's the Gemara's question. On this, we don't have an answer. We have a machlokis, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda. These two great Amorai, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, we don't know which one said which. Chadamar boy shiur, the chadamar lo boy shiur. If you're the size of Chadasha only, or smaller, then you don't need a shear according to one of them. And the other opinion was, no, even if you're size of Chadasha, you also need a shear for yourself. So if you have another city next to you, that can be the shear. Otherwise, you have to pick out some part of Chadasha to be the shear for the rest of Chadasha. Now we quote the Mishnah again, Rabbi Shimon Omer Gimel Chaser Zuchule. As I pointed out, this was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who said that you need a shiur like the size of Chadasha, 50 people. Where Rishimon said, it's adequate if you just have three chatzeros, and each of the chatzeros has two batim in it. You don't need 50 people. Amar Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Halachi Rabbi Shimon. Chama Bar Gurya, we've had him a number of times paskining in the name of Rabbi on Masechta so far, and he says that the halacha is in fact like this more makel opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rav Yitzchak now adds a third opinion, and he says, Afilu Bayis Echad V'Chotzer Achas. He says, even one house, even one chotzer. Now, on the surface, that sounds like a chotzer alone. So Gemara says, chotzer achas solke daitach? Do you really think that a chotzer alone could be considered to be a shiur? It's not people living there. So how can it be a shiur? So Gemara says, yeah, that's not what we meant. Eleima bayis echad be chotzer achas. We're talking about a very small shiur, just one courtyard with one house in that courtyard, according to Rav Yitzchak, is enough. Now, Gemara asks, Amalei Abayi L'Rav Yosef, Abayi asks Rav Yosef, this which Rav Yitzchak just taught us, Hod Rav Yitzchak, is this Gemara? Did he get this from his Rebbeim? Or Svara? Or did he come up with it on his own? So Rav Yosef tells him, Amalei Rav Yosef, my Nav Kalamino, what difference does it make? This is what he said. Why do you care whether he came up with it on his own or he heard it from his Rebbeim? And Amalei, so Abayi tells his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, Gemara, Gemara, Samar Tatehe? Should we just sing the Gemara like it's a song without understanding it? I have to know what he's telling us. Is this a svara, or is this something that is makabel from his rabbeim? What is going on over here? So Tosus explains, Shoyelo kabbalah mishum tana, o svara shemizvara haya omer. The question was, is this a third tanoic opinion? And therefore, it's a legitimate opinion, and we can use it to argue against the other opinions that we have. Or, if it's only a svara from an amora, so then we can't really use it to go against the tanoic opinions. And that's really what Tosus is saying. He was asking, "Mikol makom yeshlan lach gavleida im gemaro svar." Okay. Now we begin the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, "Mishayom b'mizrach." If somebody is to the east of his house, we'll go through the exact details of what we're talking about in the Gemara, so it may not be as clear as it will hopefully be after we do the Gemara. So if somebody has a house and he's to the east of it, b'amar levno, he tells his son, "Arvli b'marav." I want my Erev to be to the west, so I'll be able to go from there as my focal point. Or vice versa, b'marav, he's standing in the marav, he tells his son, Arvli b'mizrach, make my Erev for me before Shabbos, he's doing this, on the Mizrach side. So it depends. Im yesh hemenu uleveso alpayim amma, if at the conclusion of everything that's being done over here, he is within 2,000 amas of his house, and the Erev is further than that, v'la eruvo yoser mikan, it's more than 2,000 amas away, so then, mutula beso v'yosele ruvo. The circumstances here make it that his house is his focal point, and the Erev, which was too far away, and he couldn't reach it by Shabbos, so therefore, it's zilch. Now, previously we said when a person tries to make an Erev, and he doesn't, so he loses his current Erev, as well as his, doesn't get the Erev that he tried to get. So, how come over here, we say that his house is his Erev? So Rashi explains that when you're dealing with somebody's house, he never gives that up unless he definitely has another place. So since he has his house in this situation, we don't say that his attempt to get another Erev, which didn't work out, ruins it for his house. On the other hand, the Mishnah continues, Le'eruvo apayim, if the Erev was within 2,000 amos of where he is, but his house is further than that. So, Uli'eruvo apayim amo, ulebeso yesemikain, mikan. So in this situation, also beso, he can't get the right to go to his house, he was too far away. However, umutule ruvo, he does have the new focal point where the Erev was placed by his son. The Mishnah continues, Hanosi nese ruvo bi'iburi shalir. If you go and make the Erev in the 70 and two-thirds amma, that is still considered part of the essential part of the city. We discussed this a lot in the previous shiurim. So in this situation, lo osav lo klum, you accomplished nothing. As Rashi says, shari b'lo Erev, nami yesh lo min ha'ir, alpayim l'chol ruach, v'chol ir lo k'arba amos. Because by putting your Erev over there, it's like saying, I want my Erev in this part of the city or in that part of the city. It doesn't make any difference. The city is all considered as one unit in this regard, and you are going to not gain anything by saying this. So it's as if you did nothing, lo osav lo klum. However, if you said nos no chutz l'tchum, if you put it outside the tchum, and Rashi points out it doesn't make any sense. If you put it outside the tchum, how can you reach it? So the Gemara is going to ask this question, and the Gemara is going to say it means chutz libur shalir. If you put it even one amma, filo amma achas, outside the 70 and two-thirds amma. So you placed it at 73 ammas, okay? So it's now outside the ibur shalir, so it's not considered in the city. Return to the Amud Beis. So masha niskar, who mops it? So whatever you gain, let's say in the eastern direction, you can lose in the western direction. So again, very simple understanding over here. Since you're no longer using the city as your focal point is now two amas away from the Ibur Shalir. So that's your focal point. So you're gaining everything now to the east of that, whatever you gain, the two amas, and you're losing those two amas to the west. The Gemara will question, what about the city? And we'll discuss that momentarily. The Gemara starts off and says, Kosol Kedaitoch, in our case that we had, the man and his son making the Erev for him. So we said, if his house was closer, if his house within the Trum and the Erev is not, so his house is his Trum. And if the Trum that he set up was within the 2,000 Amos, but the house was not, then the Trum is his new focal point. Where he put the Erev Trum is his new focal point. So Gemara says, I don't understand the case. Kosol Kedaitoch, are we talking over here, Lemizruch Bay. So he's standing and his son is to the east of the house, and Lamar Bibay, so, and the west means to the west of the house. So then, I only understand the first part of the statement. Vishlama, Heimen Ulebay, so Apayim Amma, Uli Rabbi Yosemi Kain, Mishkachas Law, the Moti Lebay, Seva Lamoti Le Ruva. So if you have it in a straight line, and you can see diagrams of this in the R scroll footnote number 3, which is the left diagram, where the person tells the son, go make the Eruv, let's say, all the way to the west. And his house is closer than the Eruv. So in this situation, so it's possible that his house could be closer than the Erev, and therefore the house is within 2,000 Amma, so that's his focal point. He goes back to his house. And the Erev, which is more than 2,000 Amma away, because it's further than the house, is not within the 2,000 Ammas and doesn't become his new focal point. So that's fine. Velo Moti Le Ruvo, he can't reach his Erev. Ella, Heimenu Ule Ruvo, Apayim Amma, how could the Erev possibly be closer than his house? His house is before the Erev. How could it be that the house is going to be after the Erev? Again, in the diagram that we have in footnote number 3, so it doesn't make any sense. So therefore, you have to switch to the right diagram in footnote number 3 for the answer. And you can see as well a nice diagram on page 75 of the Illustrated Gemara, diagram number 225. And as well, diagram number 226. And in a moment, we use diagram number 227 for a second teretz. So here we're talking about that Amar of Yitzchak, you know what the answer is? Misaris lemizroch, lemizroch beiso, lemarv, lemarv beiso. Who says we're talking about everything in relation to his house? Lo, lemizroch, which means lemizroch beno, lemarv, lemarv beno. What we're talking here is that his son is to a certain distance from him. And he tells his son, if you make it to the east or you make it to the west. So it's possible that his house could be closer. It's possible that the Erev could be closer. That's what the situation is. That's teretz number one. And you can see this in the diagrams that I just mentioned. Teretz number two, Rava bar Rav Shilo Amar. He says, no, you could actually leave it to where we had it. Afilu teima lemizroch means lemizroch beso. And when it said lemarav, it meant lemarav beso. So then how do you explain it? So, kigon dekoy beise balach sona. And you can see this in the diagrams that we have in Rashi. Or you can see this in diagram number four, footnote number four in the art scroll, or you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara, diagram number 227. In all of these situations, you can see this in the Perish Chai as well, on page 130, in diagrams number 118 and 119. So, in all of these situations, it's all relative. It's whichever one that is closer to you, it could both work that they're both east of you, but one is going to be closer to you, and one will be further away from you because they're on diagonals to each other. So the Erev might be closer to you, or the house might be closer to you. It all depends on the situation, and that's what the Mishnah was telling us. Now we quote the Mishnah where it said, Hanose Neruva Besoch Ibura Bechule. We said, if you have your placement of your Erev within the Ibur, within the 72-thirds Amma of the city, so then it didn't do anything. But if you place it even one Amma beyond that, so then we use the terminology that he put it beyond the Trum, so then it's good. The Gemara says, Chutz l'Trum, so kedaitach. You don't really mean Chutz l'Trum, as I pointed out. How do you get to it? It's too far away. The Gemara said, yeah, it didn't mean Chutz l'Trum. When we said you're putting it one Amma outside, it meant Ele'ema Chutz l'Ibura. It meant one Amma outside the 72-thirds, so your focal point's no longer considered in the city. Then we quote the Mishnah again. It says, Mashi Niskar hu mafsid. So we said in the situation where you put it one Amma outside the Ibura, so the city, so then you're gaining something to the east, but you're losing the exact amount to the west. So the Gemara questions this. It says, Mashiniskar Vesulo, you're only losing what you're gaining. So you're gaining the two Amas going to the east. You're only losing two Amas going to the west. That's not true. But Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, Hanosin Eseruva, if a person puts his Eruv, Besoch Ibur Shalir, inside the city. We had this in our Mishnah as well. So you put it within the 72-thirds Zama, so they did nothing. Loss of Lokum, because he hasn't left the town. However, the son of Chutzli Ibura shall ear Afilu Am Achas, but the Braisa says, exactly like our Mishnah, but it will come to a different conclusion. He says, if you put it just even one Amma outside the 72-thirds Amma, so Mistak Yeros Amma, you gain that one Amma. However, you're losing the whole city now. Well, Mav says Kolir Kula, whereas previously the city was Dalit Amos, so now the city, which could be 5 miles, so now you've lost the city. So when you're counting 2,000 Amos back into the city, you're not gaining the city as Dalit Amos. You have to count off 2,000 Amos and stop poop in the middle of the city. Because the city is using up your 2,000 Amos. Whereas beforehand, you didn't have any loss from the city, the entire city was Dalit Amos. But by moving your focal point outside the Iburishal ear, you're making the city now not be Dalit Amos. You have to actually count out every Amma of the city that you're walking in. So what do you mean? You gain what you lose, you lose what you gain. No, you're losing a lot more. So it says, no, there's no steer between what we understood the Mishnah and this Bryce, Lo Kasha. They're talking about two different scenarios. Kasha calls for Midos of Achatzia ear. When we're talking this brisa that you're losing the city, it's because the city is bigger than 2,000 Amma. And therefore, you're losing the 2,000 Amma. Once you walk to 2,000 Amma, you lose the rest of the city, and that's why you lost a lot in the brisa. But in our Mishnah, Kansha Kosu Midosu B'Sofia, the city is only 1,500 Amma. And therefore, when you have placed your focal point, one Amma, to the west of the city, now when you're going back, you're not losing anything because you going to cover the whole city with your 2,000 Amma. The city's only 1,500 Amma. And therefore, as long as you're going through the whole city with your 2,000 Amma, the city, again, only counts as Dalit Amos for you. And this is exactly to the Rav Idi, as Rav Idi taught us. The Amar Rav Idi, the Amar Rav Shuvan Levi. Rav Idi taught the name of Shuvan Levi. Hayamodi, the boy of a person was measuring his 2,000 Ammas. So then, the Kol Sumidos of Chatzir, and the 2,000 Ammas end plop in the middle of the city. So Rav Shuvan Levi said, Ein lo elo Chatzir, you have to stop over there. You don't get the whole city as Dalit Amos. But when you're measuring out your 2,000 Ammas, Kol Sumidos of Besofa here, if it incorporated the entire city within your 2,000 Amma, then the city counts just as Dalit Amos, and Nasalo Yer Kula Kedalit Amos, Umashlim Lo Esashar. And then you, let's say, count the city as Dalit Amos, and you still get the rest of your 2,000 Amos, whatever was left, to go further beyond the city. So it depends. Rav Yishuv and Levi said, if it ended in the middle of the city, then you don't get the whole city. But if your 2,000 Amos incorporated the entire city, so then you get the entire city as Dalit Amos. And that's exactly what we explained. And that's why this is Karavidi on Rav Yishuv and Levi. But Ravidi himself said, I don't understand where Rav Yishuv and Levi got this from. I'm Ravidi. Ein elu ela divrei nevius. What Rav Yishuv Levi said is like a nevuah. Rashi explains, misnavi mipia gemura. It's as if he was getting a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheinu nosein tam l'dvar. He doesn't give a reason why this is so. And when Rav Yishuv Levi said this, he says, why should it make a difference whether it ends in the middle of the city or it goes through the entire city? It's like a nevuah. I don't understand why. That's what Rav Yishuv Levi said. Rava said, I understand it very well. Amar Rava said, Tarvayu Tanani. We learned both of these statements of Yishuv ben Levi made in the Mishnah. What is that? In the following Mishnah, which we're going to have in tomorrow's Shia. Amar Rava, he says, Tarvayu Tanani. We learned this in the Mishnah as follows. An Sheir Gedola Mahalchin is Kolir Ketana. When the people in a large city are next to the people in a small city, and they're counting their 2,000 Amas, if it totally envelops the small city, so then they get to walk through the entire small city on Shabbos as if it's Dalit Amos, in terms of making their trum, but the other people from the small city into the larger city, it's different. We turn to Samach Aleph Omer Aleph. The ain anshe ir kitana mahalchin is kolir gedola. But the people in the small city, since their 2,000 amos only ends in the middle of the big city, so they don't get the big city as dalit amos. Why? My timer. Lad mishum dahane kolso midoso bechatzio ir vahani kolso midoso misofi ir. Oh, isn't this exactly Rav Yishuv ben Levi's principle that the large city totally enveloped the small city in the 2,000 Amas, and the small city did not totally envelop the large city? And ha, this is exactly the Mishnah support for Rav Yishuv ben Levi. So where it says, what does Rav Yishuv do with this? Why didn't he think of this? Rav Yishuv, he learns this Mishnah differently. He learns this Mishnah, Anshe Tani. He learned it as two separate statements. In other words, he said, the people in the small city are also able to go and use the entire large city as Dalit Amos, and the people in the large city certainly can use the small city as Dalit Amos. Umokin lo ben nosein. And under what circumstances is this true? When the person in the large city, the smaller city is within 2,000 Amos, so therefore, the person in the large city goes and makes his focal point in the small city. And the people in the small city, which are within 2,000 amas, obviously the large city, they make their focal point in the large city. And therefore, it is perfectly fine. Each of them gets the entire city is dalet amos. However, but if somebody's measuring it out, his focal point's still in a large city. And he measures 2,000 amos, so he doesn't get the city as dalet amos, the small city as dalet amos. And likewise, the people in the small city don't get the large city as dalet amos. You measure it out. Whatever it is, it is. Avamodet lo tnan. And this Mishnah, according to Ravidi, has nothing to do with the Rav Shimon Levi's statement. And therefore, Rav Shimon Levi's statement is like a nevuah. Gemara says, really? V'lo? Is that so? V'tnan. But we learned the safe of that Mishnah, it says, V'lamode, the person measuring it out. Sha'amru nosin lo apayim amba. He has the 2,000 amba to measure out. Sha'afilu sof midasu kol ba ma'ara. If he ends off his 2,000 amas in the middle of a ma'ara, so then he doesn't get the entire ma'ara. So too, if your 2,000 amas ends in the middle of a city, you don't get the rest of the city. So therefore, Rav Yeshua ben Levi is exactly following this Mishnah. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. So for Yeretz Trichle, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, you're right, he's saying something that you could have learned from the Mishnah, but only for that part of his statement. The other part of his statement, that if it encompasses the entire city, that Mishnah on the bottom of our Amud doesn't talk about. So for Yeretz Trichle, the Lotnan, that's not included in the Mishnah. Now, we're still in the middle of the Sugya, but this is a good break point. We'll stop over here.